So in this week's parsha, we read about the Hakamas and Mishkan, which occurred on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the question is, what's the significance of the Hakamas and Mishkan that needed to specifically occur on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? And then related to that, this week's parsha also coincides with Parsha Sachodesh, which is always read the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the question is, what's the deeper connection between Parsha Sachodesh and Parsha Pekudei? So to understand the significance of the Hakamas and Mishkan, Rashi explains, based off Chazal, that Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to have a chilek in the Mishkan, and he left the Hakama to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Kodesh Baruch Hu, look, it's too heavy, I just can't physically put up the beam boards myself. And Hashem tells Moshe, don't worry, do what you can, and I'll make the beam stay up, and I'll call the beams as if you're the one to put up, as if you're the one that making the Mishkan. The lesson that Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu is that Moshe has to put in his shtadlus, and the results are not totally the Moshe Rabbeinu, the results are completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with this idea now, I think we can understand why the Hakamas and Mishkan specifically occurred on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because the whole month of Nisan is about Gula and Lamalu Min HaTavah, and the fact that Klal Yisrael is Lamalu Min HaTavah. And if Hashem wants something to happen, then it's going to happen. So this is what happened when it came to Hakamas and Mishkan. Look, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't physically able to do it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, look, you do what you can, and the results are completely dependent on me. And this idea now can also explain, this is also perhaps why Parshas Chodesh is also very much connected to Parshas Pekudei, because in Parshas Chodesh, we talk about Rosh Chodesh, in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the whole idea of Rosh Chodesh, as the Yerushalmi and Ksubas explains, that it's about the fact that when Klal Yisrael proclaims Kiddush HaChodesh, we're also controlling Teva. And the message that we're supposed to learn from Parshas Chodesh and from the Hakamas and Mishkan is that when we're not dependent on Teva, we're dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we put in the Harishadlus, then the results that occur from that are not just things that occur naturally, but what's going to happen is whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen. And that's the message that we need to take, that whatever we put in, the results are not dependent upon us, the results are not dictated to Teva, but the results are completely totally on what Hashem wants to occur as a result.